cab driver, I would like to ask you, bearing in mind London cabs are the only publicly governed service in the world that has to have a wheelchair facility, why you haven't made the same requisite?
Well, other than buses, all buses in this city have wheelchair, don't they?
Not all of them, no.
I think they do, but anyway, Peter can ask.
And trains and tubes, and also, why haven't you given us preferential treatment for the Olympics? We're the best cab trade in the world, 100% wheelchair facility. We should be given the priority.
What preferential treatment are you talking about, Bob?
Well, we should be using the lanes.
The Olympic lanes?
Pardon?
The Olympic lanes.
Yeah, we should be allowed to use the Olympic lanes. No minicabs or private hire, they've not got wheelchair facilities.
All right, Bob, Peter, let's take the first of those questions first. Okay. The idea that they're being targeted to taxis having to have disabled access when no other buses or tubes do, but I think all buses
do. All buses take wheelchairs, and actually, I'm sure that both the last mayor and this one would want the cab trade to take wheelchairs anyway, but as a matter of fact, it's enshrined in legislation to do that. Preferential treatment for the Olympics? Well, there's one piece of preferential treatment the cab trade get now which nobody else will ever have, which is the ability to pick up on the street with a light. And when we get to the Olympics, there will be ranks at the venues. The question about the Olympic lanes needs explaining. There's a widespread view that somehow the Olympic route network is not available for normal traffic, and that's entirely incorrect. The ORN, 109 miles of the ORN, will be available for Olympic traffic, for ordinary traffic, and indeed, once you get on it, it might well move faster because we've got to guarantee reliable journey times for the Olympic family. What we won't allow traffic in are the games lanes, which will only ever be where there's a dual carriageway road and they'll be on the offside. And actually, contrary to what most people think, you won't want to be in an Olympic lane on the offside because actually the volume of Olympic traffic, which is mostly mass transit vehicles, including buses and minibuses, will actually be such that actually you won't be able to get into them. That's the practical fact. It's not about not giving people preference or preference. The Olympic lanes are a requirement from the IOC if you get the Olympics, but the ORN is available for all traffic. It's just the games lanes and the 35 miles which are on dual carriageway roads on the offside, which won't be available, and they will be full of Olympic traffic.
Bob, thank you for your call. Rashid is there. Rashid, good evening. What's your question for Peter Hendy?
Good evening. The question is a simple question. It's about the flyover, the Hammersmith flyover.
Yeah.
The question is to jam it up completely so that nobody can get home. I think it's a very poor solution. And just as I said, when small groups of taxi drivers have jammed up Trafalgar Square, what a stupid thing to do in a city that thrives on movement. And what a dreadful thing to do to ordinary people who are trying to go home by bus in Tottenham and Edmonton and Clapham, all of whom will be disrupted by bringing King's Cross to a standstill for now.